For Kurt Pristansky, curling is much more than a way to keep active, it's also a way to stay connected to his community. Pristansky is the vice president of Nipigon's curling club and also runs the men's division. He's one of six volunteers on the executive board that help run and organize the community's curling scene. He's has curled most of his life. Pristansky was introduced to the sport by his father, who curled with Tony Hackner, the father of curling legend Al Hackner. "I started curling back in 1960, he said. "I did it when I was younger, and then I went away to university, so I gave it up for about 10 years. It's a sport that Pristansky has been able to play throughout his lifetime. At the moment, the provincial government has suspended sport and recreational activities across Ontario due to COVID-19, but Pristansky hopes to get back on the ice as soon as the province loosens restrictions. Pristansky explains how having a curling club available gives people the opportunity to join something active, social and inclusive. It's always nice to have those recreation facilities available for people who move into the community, whether they are teachers, Ontario Provincial Police Officers or Ministry of Natural Resources, they are always coming and going," he said. "It's attractive to these new people moving into town to have whether it's swimming pool or a curling rink. Members of the club come from all over the Nipigon area, including Rossport, Red Rock and Dorion." Pristansky also notes as the social aspect of curling clubs as a huge benefit. "There is a good-sized lounge area and we have been social distancing for the last while," he said. Due to the pandemic, the club was unable to curl most of 2021 but was able to get their first game in on December 29 before restrictions were implemented again earlier this month. "We are just rolling along, going with this COVID wave, going with the flow," he said. Currently, the club has 8 men's teams and 6 women's teams. For anyone interested in joining or to find out more information, can email Pristansky directly or visit the Nipigon Curling webpage by going here.